Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Friday, on a week in which we've gotten a whole lot of terrible injury news from a Yankee standpoint, the news involving Luis Severino with his Tommy John surgery, the news involving Giancarlo Stanton and his grade one calf strain, I basically woke up on Thursday saying, all right, who's next? It's like we should have put out a prop bet list of Yankee players and who the next injury will be. I mean, it'd be a fun little game to play. I don't think it'd be a lot of fun from a Yankee standpoint, but if you're into the guessing game type deal, the way this week's been going, it's like, oh, Yankee injury after Yankee injury after Yankee injury. Thankfully, and I can't believe Aaron Boone actually had to answer this when he met with members of the media after the Yankees played a spring training game. He goes, guys, gals, that actually was not an injury today. What a concept. What a world we live in. The Yankees go through a day of spring training without terrible injury news. Now, if only we can duplicate this over the next, I don't know, 3 weeks and fast forward to opening day against the Baltimore Orioles, we'll be A-okay. So, hallelujah. Thank heavens. No injuries to report from a Yankee standpoint. Now, the news of the day that without doubt, gained the most attention, created the most buzz, sent maybe some shockwaves throughout the National Football League. It is the news coming from a couple of reports, including one of Jeff Darlington over ESPN, that there have been no talks quite yet between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, between Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And yes, I know you can justify the fact that the CBA has not been agreed upon. Belichick's going to wait to see what the cap is going to be, what the market is going to be. And that's why Tom Brady and the New England Patriots have not gotten down to conversation quite yet. You could look at it that way. However, you could also look at the report that was out there that is going to have somebody like me who has been kind of steadfast. I've been unwavering in the idea of Tom Brady wearing a different uniform. I still, for the life of me, can't envision Tom Brady playing somewhere else. But some of the reports that were out there, including one from Jeff Darlington, basically said he'd be shocked at this point if Tom Brady is back as the quarterback of the New England Patriots in 2020. That's his reporting, not mine. Am I willing to go that far? No, not yet. Because that CBA is going to get worked out. I think the Patriots are going to have a conversation. They're going to circle back at some point. Motives of what each individual, Brady and Belichick, want have to be taken into account here. Does Bill Belichick want to move on from Tom Brady? And on the flip side, does Tom Brady, because of the financial possibilities that may be out there, is he now at a point where he wants to move on from Belichick and the Pats? I still find that, I don't want to say hard to believe, but I still find it surprising that they wouldn't be the front runner. Because I think there is enough smoke out there to understand that, yeah, Brady wants to test the open market. He wants to test the waters, if you will. Wants to feel that love. I mean, it's amazing. Guy's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's won 6 Super Bowl titles, and yet he needs to feel the love. But that's kind of where he's at. I really believe that. But if indeed Tom Brady were to leave New England, the list of suitors starting to get a little bit of attention. And there was one name that was reported that would be as wild, as crazy, and as off the rocker as it gets. The New York Giants. And we heard this about a week, week and a half ago when Scott Zolak went on Boston radio and basically said, yep, I'm hearing that Brady to the Giants could be a thing. I heard that report. I was like, Zolak, what the hell are you smoking? What were you drinking to suggest the idea that the Giants could be in on Tom Brady? Now we hear it again on Thursday. Well, I'm putting it to bed right here, right now. Tom Brady is not playing for the New York Giants, okay? If the Giants would go in that direction, it would completely blow up any narrative of Dave Gettleman and his vision for the New York Giants. I kind of feel like Dave Gettleman kind of has taken his team 10 zillion different ways over the last 3 years. For the most part, he has done a rather lousy job of running the franchise. Could somebody explain to me how 40-something-year-old Tom Brady would make sense on this Giant team? With what defense exactly? With what offensive line exactly? Why, because Joe Judge is here? What, all of a sudden Joe Judge is here? Now we got to link Tom Brady to New York Giants? And you have a quarterback going into his second year who showed you good things, and now you're going to relegate him to the bench and basically say goodbye to the value of playing a rookie quarterback under the rookie wage scale? It's just ludicrous to think about. There can't be a Giant fan right now that is listening to this show that's saying, you know what, JJ? For this franchise, you know what we really need? Tom Brady, a quarterback. This is not Tom Brady at 33 years old. This is not Tom Brady at 36 years old. This is Tom Brady going into his mid-40s. There are franchises where I totally get why they would be enamored with the idea of bringing Tom Brady in. The LA Chargers, for example. I totally get what the Chargers would be thinking in going after Tom Brady. The Chargers are a team that is looking to gain relevance. They are looking to gain buzz in Los Angeles. Tom Brady going to do that by himself? Probably not, but I can tell you this. He's going to sell a ton of jerseys. He's going to put a whole lot more people in the seats. He all of a sudden is going to make that a marketable franchise where they've been relegated to being like the D-list celebrity in LA. I mean, they can't get into a party. They can't get into a club. They're not the Dodgers. They're not the Lakers. They're not the Rams. The Chargers have been treated like second-class citizens out in LA. They don't belong, quite frankly, out in LA. But they're there for the time being. So because of that, Tom Brady to the Chargers makes sense. Tom Brady to the Las Vegas Raiders, when you know everything about what John Gruden looks for, he is enamored with the star quarterback. Because many times throughout John Gruden's coaching tenure, he hasn't had one. Remember in Tampa Bay many moons ago, he was like bringing in three quarterbacks to be on the roster. He had Jeff Garcia, brought in Brian Greasy, brought in Chris Sims. It was like quarterback after quarterback after quarterback. Kept shuffling them in. We know there's no love lost between John Gruden and Derek Carr at this point. Raiders at some point are going to move on from Derek Carr. And there's no way to enter the city of Las Vegas, a city that wants to market, that knows a thing or two about star power. A relocation with Brady at the helm, that'll be as easy a sell as it gets for Mark Davis. That is exactly, from a franchise standpoint, as far as making money, what they are looking for. Usually those two situations. Maybe from a winning standpoint, Tom Brady won't have success, but for their bottom line, for their overall well-being, I totally get why they'd be enamored. Tennessee, I don't think they're going to be in on Tom Brady, but it makes sense. Mike Vrabel, strong running game, top-notch defense, team that was in the AFC title game a year ago. But isn't it crazy to say if you're the Tennessee Titans, you might be better suited with Ryan Tannehill? I can't believe I just echoed those words out of my mouth. I might have to do a double take. I think the me from a year ago or 2 years ago would have slapped me right in the face for saying that. But Ryan Tannehill played great for the Tennessee Titans last year. Are they looking to kind of abandon all of that, make quarterback change, and play a much different style of quarterback? But from a winning standpoint, Tom Brady at Tennessee, totally get it. Somebody has to explain to me how in the world the Giants would be lumped in with these teams when the Giants have a young quarterback, the Giants want to take advantage of the rookie wage scale, and oh, by the way, Giants don't have a team that's close to winning. So if you're entertaining the idea that Tom Brady could be a New York Giant, I got some advice for you. It's 2:17 in the morning. If you're walking around New York City and maybe you're feeling a little delirious, maybe you're driving around, you feel a little delirious, go get yourself a cup of coffee and smell it. Because that's what you need to do if you believe Tom Brady is coming to the New York Giants. Wake up and smell the damn coffee, because it ain't happening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.